Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people, and welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on Trickstar Radio. Once again, we are jumping into another edition of the Interview Hour, which I'm absolutely buzzing to get into. Obviously, on this show, we take a real kind of interest in a lot of different styles of international music, and today we are talking to someone who I've been listening to for a hot minute now. I've been enjoying the work of, and obviously we've been playing on the show regularly. Lado joins us on the line. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
It's great to get you on the show. Obviously, we've been playing a very recent track of yourself on the show, which I'm really excited to talk about. But before we kind of dive into that directly, obviously, we get a lot of different listeners from a lot of different sorts of styles of music on this show. So I kind of want to get a bit of background into yourself, obviously, the kind of way you work and things like that. So do you want to give us a bit of a kind of background onto who Lado is as an artist?
Okay, Lado is an artist from Nigeria. Precisely from Imo State, that's in Nigeria. And I have been on this journey for about 4 years now. Six years now. And it's been amazing so far. I am into my general sound is Afro dancehall. There's a mirror of Afro and a fusion of dancehall music.
Awesome, man. I mean, listening through the sort of sounds you've been working on, I've been really enjoying a lot of different areas of the sounds you're making, primarily a lot of the recent collaborations. We've seen you kind of working with a lot of different artists and jumping onto a lot of different kind of sounds. Why have you kind of pushed more towards collaborations in recent times rather than kind of focusing on the more solo releases? Because obviously I know you're working on solo stuff as well, but it seems to be the collaborations that are coming out more frequently at the moment. Do you want to kind of talk us through why that is?
Yeah. Well, I think it's beautiful because collaboration is one thing that takes a young artist far. I mean, the artists that I've been on songs are actually specifically A-list artists over here in Nigeria, like they're really big. So if you get collaboration as a young artist, it's actually good for you to start as a career because people get to know you, their fans get to know you, people get to associate with your sound. And you in all of that, you have new followers, you have new listeners. So everything about your sound is going to grow eventually, like beautifully, amazingly well, because now they have people who is their favorite featuring you on the song, so it's going to make them want to know about you the more. So it's a good start, and it will actually help you in your solo project. So when you drop it, the same fans you got from this song, they're going to start following you and they'll start streaming that song as well.
100%, and it's been really kind of awesome to watch. Obviously, in the last few weeks, we've seen a couple of huge tunes land from yourself again on that sort of collaborative tip. Obviously, a wicked collab with Duncan Daniels. It went by the name Bad Mind. Obviously, the views are going crazy on this one. Do you want to talk me through how that collaboration first came together? Because it's a tune we've run on the show, and it's been wicked to watch the growth as well.
Okay, yeah. The collaboration came immediately after Olamide featured me on his Wise Kutai album. Yeah, so I got a DM from Duncan and he was like, oh, he would like to do a song with me. I'm like, oh, I don't think it's a problem. Just send up the song and let's see how we can do the music. And then he sent the song, he sent the beat generally. It was amazing. Like, I heard the beat, I just went with the chorus, the verses, and it was easy because the sound is really soulful. Like, I was talking about a hustle that was going on in the whole entire world. You talking about your hustle, talking about bad mind people hating you for no reason, for your success, you know, the general thing that we face humanly as humans in the world that we live in right now.
Awesome.
I mean, that's about the inspiration of the Bad Mind song.
I mean, kind of listening through it in regards to how popular it's been, did you expect it to kind of blow up in the way it has done? Because I've been watching the posts on your Twitter feed about it hitting like massive amounts of views on quite a regular basis. Like, did you expect it to blow up as much as this?
Funny enough, yes. I always have this high hopes about music that I do because I believe that my voice is unique. And I believe that whoever I jump on a song, it is obviously going to go universal. You understand? So, like every other song that I've done, have gotten streams as well. The one with Wise Kutai is million plus now, you know. The one with Fioke is heading to that place right now. So, Bad Mind was not really a surprise to me, but the fastness was actually a surprise to me. The way it was roaming fast, like people kept, you know, tweeting at me, telling me, go out, the song is good, and they do videos. Viral videos were everywhere, so that was like wowish for me. Like, I was like, yo, this is dope.
Awesome.
Super exciting.
Awesome, man. I mean, it's been wicked to kind of watch, and the enthusiasm that's kind of there as well also kind of translates really well. And then kind of when we look for a couple of other collaborations that we've seen you kind of working on, one that I really want to talk about, obviously, this recent collaboration with Fioke, which you did mention there. For me, it's one of the most exciting tunes of the year so far. It's a track that I featured in a top five video I did quite recently. Obviously, it goes by the name You Bad, and it's just such a kind of uniquely catchy catchy song, and it definitely touches on what you were saying there about the kind of strength of your vocals and the uniqueness of your vocals as well. How did that one come together? Because obviously Fioke is a bit of a wizard in a studio scenario. So how did that story come together?
Yeah, like you just said, literally, you just took the word out of my mouth. Like Fioke is a wizard in the studio. You know, he plays the guitar, so he has a woolly soul in his sound. Like, there's a whole lot of soul in that guitar that he plays. So he was like, yo, lady, what's up? Okay, I want you to do a song. I want us to do like a joint together. I want to have you and Peruzzi on a song. And he sent me the beat. And I was, you know, we're trying to like hum up something like a rhythm that we can work with. And he was like, I sent him a humming of a rhythm. And he said, how about we do it like that? He sent another hum. So I listened to the hum again and I fused in words in the humming of the music. And then I sent it back to him and was like, yo, this shit is dope. I pulled up to the studio the next day and we went right into the recording. And trust me, it was magical. The backups, the singing, everything was, I just had to pour my heart out, like my whole heart. I had to pour everything out. Like that section is one of the best sections I've ever had though, because the sounds are so unique. It's spiritual. The connection was right. So, yo, that song was literally dope.
Definitely, man, definitely. And I mean, again, it's a tune that we've been running on the show quite regularly. It's a tune that I've really enjoyed listening to. It was one of the standout tracks on the album as well. Do you reckon that's a collaboration you could see yourself getting into again with Fioke, obviously, in that studio environment?
Yeah, a lot more projects are coming on, because I am doing my project as well. I'm going to be dropping my EP pretty soon. So a solo, more like a full project about a full song about later, if you want to know about me, the songs and what I represent in my music. I'll be dropping that pretty soon. So I want to have him on one track, you know, him play that, give him that soul for me. And I just think, I just want to have him on that soul part. The song is really soulful. It's a beautiful song. It's about love anyway. So it's an amazing project. So y'all should look out for that though.
Definitely, definitely. I think that's one that I'm definitely looking forward to. And I think as well as that, obviously you've mentioned there, working obviously a solo EP as well. This is something I'm really keen to see as a fan, as a listener, kind of seeing you working on more solo projects and really exploring what your sound's all about. So obviously working on that process, how have you found kind of putting music together more on a kind of solo way rather than working in a more collaborative sense with other artists? Like which side of it do you prefer as well?
Well, I would say I want to choose side, because they're all actually beautiful. They're all encouraging. They build you up the more. Now you get the chance to listen to another artist do something different. You get the chance to vibe on different sounds. You get the chance to understand people's knowledge about music, because you go in a studio with them and they tell you, we want the sound to be like this. We want you to do like this. Of course, you're going to do you, but you're still going to listen to them and get a little tip from what they are saying, instead of you just sitting in the studio and recording yourself and not, you know, yeah, you got the vibe, but sometimes different energies are actually good, you know, they could actually work a piece. So I prefer the both sides of it.
Definitely. No, I can understand that fully. And I think it, with obviously that collaborative nature, you do end up kind of, I suppose, exploring deeper into your own ideas to an extent, because you're kind of taking in what they're saying. You're taking your ideas to different places. It's such a cool process to kind of work through. And again, as you said, you mentioned you have an EP coming out very, very shortly. I wanted to kind of ask, obviously, after a very solid start to the year, following on from a couple of album launches where you've been like a very heavily featured artist, what's on the way for 2022 for yourself? Like, where are you looking to go? Where are you looking to take your sound? Like, what's happening?
Okay, I'm looking for my sound. I would love my sounds to be all over UK, because I love London. I love the UK. Like, I really want to visit UK and, you know, obviously see you, Jay. I would love to meet you too, Jay. It would be good. So we can have like a chit chat and talk about music as well. Yeah, I would like my songs to be universally known, like, you know, Afrobeat, Afro dancehall song. Like, I want to be in a country whereby I step out of the mall and I hear my songs everywhere. Like, yeah, that's my goal for this year. I want to be out there, like really, really out there, making millions and streaming, having a lot of streams online and, you know, social media and all that, doing great. That's my inspiration for this 2022 though.
Awesome, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. And obviously, with this kind of EP, do you have a kind of rough date for when, like a rough sort of period where we can expect it to land, or is it still very much kind of hush-hush at your end?
No, not really. I've not fixed a day yet, because we're still choosing the songs. The recordings are done, so we got to choose a song and then precisely do the full mixing and mastering of the project, because this is what we're working on. So if we're going to put out a project, it has to be massive and really strong. It has to be connecting to a whole lot of people. So we're going to like sit down and, you know, pick the songs and then do the full mastering and everything, and then we're ready to go. Then I can now set a date for the release of the EP.
Awesome. Well, I've got to say, it's been great to get you on the line today. Thank you for taking the time out of your morning. I know you're very busy. I always see Insta stories of you working away in the studio, and it looks very, very hectic. So I want to say thank you for joining us on the show, and also congratulations on all the recent success. It's been awesome to watch all the recent success. So big up you, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Jay. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Keep it locked, people, and don't go anywhere. We're going to be jumping into more fresh music next. We are live on Trickstar Radio right about now. This is Breakfast with Kovu. Don't go anywhere.
Brand new here on Trickstar.